This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's get at it now. Our job here is a serious one, to overview the hot hits in talk radio from this past week, although things have pretty much been dominated by one conversation. Maybe there's a 2A to this. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is, all kinds of things about the talk media, the work that they do. I'm privileged to have been a part of this for a long time, putting together the stories and talking about them on the air and the people on the list. And we digress from time to time, talking about other things that are pertinent to the world of news talk radio. So, Michael, let's get started by going through what we traditionally do at the beginning of every week, the stories and the people list.
Yes, indeed. It is a week of a lot of sad news and a lot of other things happening, too. It's been busy, and as you mentioned, we follow the passing parade year after year. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball playoffs, which certainly is a sign of autumn in full swing. At number 9, the NFL anthem protests. That's still been talked about, and Cam Newton and a reporter had an incident involving sexism. At number 8, the Spain-Catalonia split. At number 7, Iran nukes deal. At number 6, the 20-week abortion ban bill. At number 5, the Puerto Rican devastation and the Trump-Cruz feud. At number 4, Manafort-Russia investigation. At number 3, North Korea threats. At number 2, the relationship between Trump and Tillerson. And number 1, and as you mentioned, the dominant topic, the Las Vegas concert massacre and the ensuing gun debate. On the People Survey, we have Cam Newton at number 10, Colin Kaepernick at 9, two football players at number 8, James Mattis, Tim Murphy at 7, Carmen Yulin Cruz, the aforementioned Cruz with whom Trump is feuding, at number 6, as opposed to Ted Cruz, whom he feuds with occasionally. At number 5, Paul Manafort. At number 4, Kim Jong-un. At number 3, Rex Tillerson. I find Rex Tillerson a fascinating character to observe how he handles himself through all of this. Stephen Paddock, a man of mystery, at number 2. And Donald Trump, another man of mystery, at number 1. There it is. It's been a heck of a week.
So, one of the most prominent local radio hosts in Las Vegas is Alan Stock.
Yep.
He was on the countdown earlier. You and I both know him from his many years being on the air there and other places. He's a pretty measured guy, pretty professional, pretty matter-of-fact when it comes to traditional news talk. And he was on the air, he was telling us, from 11 o'clock on Sunday night till 9 a.m. To go through all of this stuff. And I wonder what other stories of other hosts that you heard of during the course of the week, Michael, who did the same sort of thing, because I'm sure there were plenty of them.
Well, the Las Vegas hosts were certainly in the center of the action. And, you know, Las Vegas feels this painful incident with far more direct firsthand experience than anywhere else, unless people have relatives or somebody involved. And, you know, the whole Vegas Strong slogan that has come out of it reminds me, of course, of the Boston Strong. And now we have a new term, you know, for a city or a region that has been
struck. There's even a movie out now. Did you see that? Called Stronger, which is another look at or another drama about the events in Boston at the marathon. And I'm sure we're going to see plenty of that after the fact with the things that were going on and have continued to go on. The show.
Did you see Patriot's Day?
I did. I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie. Yeah. And, you know, if anybody wants to see what Boston is like, not only did it cover that event, but it also gave you some of the flavor of what makes Boston one of the unique places in America. And Vegas is a unique place. And I think,
putting it mildly.
Well, I mean, look at Vegas. Vegas is unique. Mm-hmm. Vegas has, you know, we think of Vegas as a place that is a recreational spot for people from around the country, but as you mentioned, having somebody like Alan Stock on the program, Vegas does have its own infrastructure community. There are people that live there who don't go to shows and gamble every day, right, and drink and smoke and do all the things that, you know, the lights. There are communities. There are people that live in Vegas. Some of them are associated with the entertainment industry or the hospitality industry, but there's other things going on there, too. There's stores, there's schools, there are hospitals, there are roads. That comes out of a thing like this when you realize that there is a community of people that live in Las Vegas. We don't think of it that way, whereas Boston, you know, you think of it as a more traditional place that people live. It's not known for any one thing.
Well, I think in what I believe, you've said a lot of things there that were compelling the business about what goes on in the community. I find with Los Angeles and Las Vegas, I've lived in Los Angeles now for many months, a year, since 1993. It is the best example I've ever seen any place of a company town. Everything that goes on there is in support of the entertainment business. No matter what the business is, it supports the core business. And I think in terms of Las Vegas, you could probably find evidence of the same thing, but you're right. There's the lumber yard. There's a guy running a drugstore. You know, those sorts of things. There's an ambulance service. There are all the businesses you find in every other city. But when you consider that roughly 85-90 years ago, when there was a Bugsy Siegel, drove his car through the desert and just got out of his car and said, I'm building a city here. Wasn't that Bugsy Siegel?
I'm not sure who it was. I think it was. But the fact is, it was an artificially designed city as opposed to one that grew organically.
Yes.
It was at the bend in the river.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there always are some geophysical reasons why cities grow up. And it's always fascinating looking back at that. The railroads created a number of cities. The valley, the fertile valley between two rocky areas tends to be a place where people would have gathered for agriculture.
Yeah.
But Vegas was basically a designed city based upon entertainment.
Yeah.
And more so than entertainment, gambling and the associated vices that go along with it.
And that's why they put it where it was, because it was far away from everything.
Yeah.
Supervision, law. Just let's start this place in the middle of nowhere and see what we can create.
Without overstating the story of Vegas, if you followed Vegas since its inception, every 5 or 10 years, it's a different Vegas. You go away from Vegas for 5 to 10 years, you come back, you don't know where to go. It completely redesigns itself over and over. The Vegas that we see in the old movies with the Rat Pack and Frank Sinatra and the sands and that Vegas doesn't exist anymore. You can't even find it.
And it's spreading out too, Michael. When you go there, it just is getting used to be the Strip and a few Tropicana and a few of those streets up and down. Now, you go on the other side of the interstate, and it's spread out over there. If you go on the other side of 15 and travel in any direction, that would be, what is that, north of Las Vegas itself, I think you'd find all kinds of casinos spreading out there, and they're cheaper. They don't have the glitz. They don't have the shows. A lot of secondary talent performing at those places, but you know, there are a lot of people who don't want to spend all the money that it costs to get into Las Vegas into some of those hotels. But, man, I used to go there all the time, and it amazed me. I remember when I first visited Dick Summer, who did the all-night show. He was on a number of radio stations. You know him in New York, and he and I were great friends, still are. I remember going in one night with Dick Clark to his studio. Dick was being interviewed by him. And I was I'd never been up in the middle of the night before, and it was as busy as it was in the middle of the daytime.
Yeah,
the city that never sleeps, literally.
And no clocks in the casinos.
Yeah. And Las Vegas
you never
the same
know.
Way. Yeah, right, exactly. 15 past the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. I bet you don't spend much time thinking about blood circulation in your body, but you really ought to. And here's the reason. Good circulation is crucial, is critical to energy and stamina. It gets oxygen and nutrients flowing through your entire body. So you can exercise longer, do more of your everyday activities, recover more quickly. So what can you do to promote healthy circulation? Michael?
Take Super Beats.
He always loves to talk to me about Super Beats. Circulation is the core. You did. You get 100%. You get a gold star, Michael.
Thank you.
Circulation is core to the way that you feel overall. When you think about cardiovascular health, you're usually thinking about the heart, probably, right? Well, the vascular part is the circulation, and Super Beats is there to promote your own natural ability to produce healthier circulation for increased energy, stamina. It lasts all day long. Only Super Beats is made from beets, GMO, non-GMO beets, rather, made, it's a pretty easy process. They plant them, they harvest them, they cook them, they powder them, they put them in a canister, and you're getting pure beets. That's it, 100% beets. Mix a teaspoon into a few ounces of water or your smoothie, drink it up. No jittery side effect, no spike, no crash, no sugar. So, as Michael was talking, I've talked ad nauseum for years about how great it makes me feel. It'll do the same for you. You want to improve your circulation? Go to DougLikesBeats.com. That's DougLikesBeats.com. With your first order, you get 30-day free supply of Super Beats, plus an indicator to see how you're doing, how the Super Beats are working for you. We get the nitric oxide measurement, free shipping as well. So remember, to feel your best and be your best, Super Beats is the ticket. DougLikesBeats.com is the place to go today to order Super Beats. DougLikesBeats.com.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, Joe Pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old Cloudaroo here. Thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer, and checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
All right, so, Michael, when we go through this list of people, you look at some of the folks who are on this list every week, and you also, I think when you're trying to figure out what the top 10 stories are, there must be some conflicts from time to time. How do you spend 30 seconds explaining to the audience how you decide what goes where?
Well, I don't make that decision. It's a group decision, and a lot of information comes in from around the country. And then there's a degree of common sense. It is not empirical. They're not separated. I mean, if you talk about Trump, you can also be talking about Tillerson. So, you know, how do you separate them? Or Carmen Yulin Cruz, she's involved with Trump. So it just takes a lot of experience, a lot of know-how, and a little bit of intuition, understanding how talk radio operates. And we use our collective expertise to put together what's basically an estimate and an impression. It's a snapshot.
There you have it, folks. How the sausage is made. 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 after the hour now. As we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, Michael Harrison is with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We do this every week, we, he, and I, and you, because we know there are a lot of people who are devotees of the spoken word formats that want to know what's going on. Not that there are any surprises, usually. I'm not sure. I think maybe the Trump-Tillerson relationship has caught people a little by surprise. Do you think Tillerson, who has probably as much experience running big company as Trump, and maybe even running it better, is, you know, he doesn't really...
Well, Tillerson has to run. Tillerson runs big, has run big companies, huge company, you know, a company bigger than most countries, you know, in the oil industry.
Part, yeah.
However, Tillerson has more experience dealing with other political forces within the company. Mm-hmm. You can be sure Tillerson was not a dictator in his company the way Trump was in his.
Mm-hmm.
But the Tillerson-Trump relationship at number two, and Tillerson being at number three, ties into the North Korea conversation. You see, we have to take into account these compounding influences as to what makes something talked about. We wouldn't be talking about Tillerson and Trump with the intensity that we are if it weren't for the fact that Tillerson is talking to the people in North Korea, and Trump actually tweets, "My wonderful Secretary of State is wasting his time talking to them." Is it good cop, bad cop, or is he just a guy that doesn't know how to put on his edit button? I'm not sure.
It's really, well, there are a lot of people speculating on it, and they continue to speculate on it, and it usually comes down to party lines. It usually comes down to who you voted for, or who you didn't, or who you like, and who you don't like, so it doesn't become a very objective conversation. It's pretty subjective.
But so many of these battles are between people in the same party. There's more heat between the people in the GOP than between the GOP and the Democrats. That's the irony of all of this. That since Trump became president, the battles have been between Trump and his cabinet,
right,
and between one
not
wing
the other
of the
party.
No, as a matter of fact, if anything, he's been partying with the other party.
Yeah. Right,
he's been partying.
Yeah. The good right wing stations are having a hard time trying to deal with this as well. We're all about talk radio, and we all know that the majority of talk radio stations are political, and we know the majority of them are right of center. So
the majority of the right-wing stations that have that as part of their positioning and their stationality and their targeting side with Trump almost all the time in his battles with other Republicans.
So how did they do it and still hold out that the Democrats are bad guys when he's doing deals with the Democrats more than he is with the Republicans?
They're selective.
Fancy footwork, yeah. Right?
Fancy footwork, absolutely. Yeah. That's why I say it's crazy. If you look at it objectively, it's crazy. But in another way, at least it's refreshingly unpredictable.
That's my point. Does that bring to an end, or does it soften the grip that the right-wing stations and hosts have had on talk radio since Limbaugh started in the late 80s?
Not yet.
No.
No. This is only making right-wing talk radio more interesting.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a conundrum. It's kind of interesting to watch or to listen to because they don't know what to say. The hardcore people, the real hardcore people, you know, they don't know. They're always trying to make the Democrats the bad guys. But if the Democrats, the bad guys, are working with, they're a good guy, how can they be bad guys?
Well, this is it. And
is it?
I just, you know, my personal feeling is they're all bad guys. And when they're good, I salute them and say, hey, nice, they did something good, but don't trust them tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Trust them not, for they shall sin. That, you like that?
Maybe yeah, I like that.
Go to church. Trust them not, for they shall sin.
Ye is very smart.
Yes, ye is. He is. All right. 28 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This Columbus Day weekend is Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Take an extra 20% off and get women's denim for just $15.99. Boots only $35.99. And the Big One bath towel just $2.99. Plus, get the lowest prices of the season on Levi's. You'll get Kohl's cash too. Earn it on everything. Spend it on anything. Thursday through Monday at Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer valid October 5th through 9th with promo code FRIENDS20. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico. Because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes lime scale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with a HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate lime scale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Now, 34 minutes after the hour, you're engaged in a conversation about what's going on in the world of conversation, on the radio, that is, and in the new media. We called it the new media for a long time, but it's other media besides just what's on the radio. A lot of podcasting, certainly cable and television, all involved in the conversations about what's going on. We go through the top stories every week and the people on the list with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and there are a lot of other things. If you go to talkers.com, you can see the things that are a part of the industry, the news about hosts that you may like, more and more people being exposed to more and more folks through the era of podcasting or just being able to use the new devices. You can use Alexa. You can put Alexa in your kitchen, Michael, and say to Alexa, find me the Doug Steffen Morning Program. I did it the other day. My brother-in-law did. And in a second, we were on the air. That's it. So people can find whatever they want to find. You find a host that you might, if you're traveling in the summertime and you're in St. Louis and you hear a radio program that you like, and then, I like that show. You go home and say to Alexa or whoever else it is, Snooty, Soddy, whoever is the on the whatever the end of the is yelling across the room. Give me that guy in St. Louis. You got to tell him the name. Give
what
me
are you
going to
do when Alexa says no?
Yeah. Well,
take a stress pill, Doug.
Yes, that could be.
I'm frightened.
So it's going to happen. down the road. So you have a up close and far out podcast, speaking of podcasting, that every week features a person who's a star, a backgrounder, or a foregrounder in the world of news talk. So this week you talk to a fellow who's been a great friend of ours. He's been on this program, somebody that we've known for as long as we've been doing this program, Holland Cook, who is branching out from his radio world to television. So how does this go?
Well, basically, we talk about him branching out from radio into television. He's a consultant, and he's been a talking head for a long time on cable news talk TV. He appears on the Ed Show a lot when Ed Schultz was on MSNBC, and then followed Ed to RT America. And Tom Hartman recently retired from hosting the nightly show, The Big Picture, and now they've turned it into a weekend half-hour show, and Holland Cook is the new host of it. Starts this weekend. It's a weekend show, runs several times over the weekend, and that's who we talk to. And it's a little bit about cable television, and it's a lot about just the latest trends in new media and talk radio, where it fits into the whole thing.
What are the new trends in the new media?
The new trends in the new media is something you said before. Devices. Yeah. Devices. There's no one device anymore. This is especially happening to television. Look at how TV is changing.
Yeah.
Now, it's no longer, you know, well, I have my TV, I'm on cable, I get all the networks, and I get HBO, and I get Showtime. Now you have your Netflix, you have your CBS All Access,
yeah,
you have your Hulu, you have, and somewhere mixed
you
in all of
your
that.
Hulu. I'll keep my Hulu to myself, thank you.
But it's devices, and it's services, and it's whether it's paid or not, and the whole thing is upside down. The nature of platforms is changing, and,
you know,
that's what's happening.
One of the conversations that I engaged in on my DJV show this past week was a focus on Megyn Kelly yet again and her interviewing technique, her style, going after Jane Fonda and Robert Redford to a point, kind of put it all straight. But there are a lot of people, and I don't mean to make this about Megyn Kelly. I think she's digging her own hole. I never thought she had any talent to begin with. But everybody said, she doesn't have any talent. But the reason I bring it up is because it got me to think about that movie that is now out, the Jane Fonda and Robert Redford are in it. It's only on Netflix. And so the other night, we were eating dinner, and we thought, okay, let's, because Meredith and I were talking about Megyn Kelly, and she said, oh, let's watch that movie, and that's what we did. We didn't move off the couch. Clicked on Netflix, there's the movie, you watch it. That's it.
Right.
That's the new world
And the
order.
Only place you could watch it was Netflix, which
yeah.
means you have to be a subscriber to Netflix. But don't
yeah.
say it's only on Netflix. Netflix, CBS All Access with their new Star Trek Discovery, HBO with their Game of Thrones,
yeah.
Netflix with their The Crown. Forget about this movie with Jane Fonda. The Crown is a 10-part, now going into its second season, masterpiece. These are certainly not just TV shows, and they're not just movies. They're mega movies.
Well, look at how Netflix got on the map because of House of Cards. Nobody knew from nothing about Netflix until everybody started talking about, have you seen that thing, that House of Cards? And that's how I started.
They're making movies, they're making TV shows, and I say that, you know, in quotes, television
yeah.
shows,
yeah.
that are better than the movies in the movie theaters.
Yeah. Yep. The writing's great.
So this is all part of TV changing. TV
yeah.
is changing so rapidly that the television paradigm that we grew up with is almost completely gone.
And they have to pay these people as if they were doing, you know, the stars of House of Cards again get big bucks. They get the equivalent of what they would get if they were in a movie. I think I saw that they were both stars of House of Cards getting $500,000 an episode. So
yeah.
if they do, the number of episodes that normally are there, they've gotten as much as they would get as if they did a full-length feature. And that's
yeah.
how they film it. They film it all together, and then they just sort of chop it up episodically.
Yeah, well, this is the end. This is going to be the end of television as we knew it, but it's also going to be the end of movies as we knew them.
Yeah.
The idea of a movie being made, going into...
I love going to the theater, though. Don't you like going to the movie theater?
Not really.
Movie, popcorn.
I don't like
really?
It. No, I don't. I don't like going to the theater. There are many, many things about movie theaters that really annoy the hell out of me. Have you been to the theaters? Have you been down in Florida to some of the theaters now where you make an appointment and you pick your seat and and you put your feet up and they come and they have waiter service?
Yeah, we do that
service?
Up here, too.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
In California, I do. When I go to moving California, I go to the movies up here. We go. There's an eat. You can go into the theater and have dinner. The food's
and there's
awful.
A bar. You get drunk.
Yeah.
That's what I want to get drunk.
If you go to the ArcLight theaters in Los Angeles, which is a very expensive theater chain, very well done, you can go to the bar, get a drink, bring it into the theater if you want to, but $16 for a ticket. And then you pay, obviously, extra for the... It's $6 for a small box of popcorn.
Yeah. Well, now you're talking about the things I don't... I don't like the theaters. They rip you off on the food. Secondly, their food is disgusting. Third, I'll tell you what really irritates me. Showtime starts 7 o'clock. You get there. You don't see your movie till 7:20, 7:25.
Right.
You have to watch commercials. You're paying money to go to this place. They tell you to be there at a certain time. You don't... And I always know...
Well, we don't want to miss the...
You don't want to miss the movie.
Can't stand being late. We don't want to miss... We want to look at the trailers and see what's coming up next.
But the trailers are disgusting because every trailer's the same. You can't tell one from the other.
Boom.
They have swoosh, boom,
bang,
swoosh, boom, boom, and a voiceover guy that says, you know, it was a dark day.
It'll be the end of the world.
Right. It's disgusting.
Well, I guess.
It's a lousy experience. The only good thing about going to the movies is nobody else does, so you usually have the whole theater to yourself.
No, the theaters are hard to get into around here.
You're going to the wrong theater. You're going the wrong night.
Yeah, I'm going Friday or Saturday.
I've gone to many movies, many. I go to about one movie every 2 months.
Yeah.
Because I love the sound systems in movie theaters.
Doesn't Bernadette like to go to the movies? She doesn't like to
Not especially, no.
Really?
No, she's a reader.
Yeah.
She's a reader. She's not a couch potato type person.
Yeah.
And but we have found that certain binge watching things brought to our life by Netflix and this new system is a great way to entertain yourself and have something to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We watched every Cheers and every Frasier in a row. Think about that. Not having the tyranny of having to wait a week or missing it. Right?
I shouldn't say this because I make my living with commercials, but I move around. When the commercials come on, I move either literally from the seat or I go pick up the clicker and move it to other things to see what else is going on.
I don't think people watch TV commercials anymore. I do think people listen to radio commercials.
Yes, they do. Like this one. For My Pillow, if you are familiar with Mike Lindell, who is the inventor of My Pillow, the owner of the company now, he didn't like his pillows, and he couldn't find pillows that he liked. So being the industrious fellow that he was, he decided to make his own pillow. And from that comes My Pillow. You can't escape My Pillows. You talk about advertising, they are everywhere. They're all over television, all over the radio, all over the internet. They're just everywhere. And that's because a great product. People want to buy it. They want to know how to get it. So I'm going to tell you how to get My Pillows and some other things that are special when you go to the My Pillow website. Look around and see what else they have there. But you can get right now, listening to this program, I'm going to give you a little tip. You buy two premium pillows and two travel pillows, 50% off the four-pack price. Yep, 50% off the four-pack price. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. All you need to know, because you know all there is to know about MyPillows, made in America, guarantees, all that sort of thing. You need to know how to get them, got to get the price right. So go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage, DJV, and save 50% on all your pillows. MyPillow.com, code DJV.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
When you think about tech in your home, you're probably envisioning a flat panel television mounted to your wall in a family room, or perhaps a sleek new computer for your home office. But what about the place you likely spend most of your waking hours in, and where all the family comes together? Your kitchen. This is tech expert Amber MacArthur.
With appliances, we're talking about ranges, refrigerators, that more and more often they're connected to the internet. So, for example, in my house right now, I have the GE fridge. It's called the GE Cafe, and it is a fridge that's connected to the internet, so you can use an app to do things such as find out if you left the refrigerator door open, find out if the water filter has expired. It also has a built-in coffee maker, so you can preheat hot water in the morning. And so you see more and more how we have connected appliances like this that truly make our lives easier.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
This is Karen's yard, and summer's harsh heat has taken a toll on it. But Karen knows it's fall, the best time of the year to grow grass and repair the damage from summer. So she reaches for Scott's Turf Builder grass seed, so she can grow quicker, thicker, greener grass, guaranteed. Its unique coating helps keep seeds moist, while nutrients feed them so Karen gets lush, green grass this fall. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder grass seed today.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Hi, we got 3 minutes here, Michael.
All right.
I noticed that you have...
I have nothing left to say.
Yes, you do. As a matter of fact, I know you do. If we go to talkers.com, the talk radio media industry news section reports on the highest paid talk hosts. No surprise, Howard Stern is on the top with $90 million last year.
Limbaugh, I don't know how he gets by.
I know, it's tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Limbaugh, 84. Yeah, he's just squeaking by.
Right, he's just making it. He's on food stamps.
Yeah. He's on a diet.
And you're third.
Yes. Where'd it be? From your voice to God's ear, it'd be good for both of us.
Yeah,
Ryan Seacrest actually is in third place, $58 million. Sean is fourth, right, with 36, and then I don't have it in front of me,
but it's from Forbes magazine, and yours truly is quoted prominently in the article.
Yeah, and I wish I had some of their money, or what?
I was saying that. I said, gee, they don't give me anything.
No, that was a big idea.
No, actually, I said that I think that the days of radio being primarily on AM and FM is reaching the expiration date. Mm-hmm. I think the future of all forms of talk radio in the new digital space is bright, and I'm sorry to say I cannot say the same thing about music radio.
Well, you can find a podcast of this program if you go to blogtalkradio.com/talk countdown show, you will find it. And then as of next week, you'll just be able to go. We'll have a separate website. You'll just put into your search bar Talk Radio Countdown, and it'll come up, Talk Radio Countdown Show. You'll be able to click one button and hear the podcast of the show and past podcasts as well. Have I got that right, Kara? I think I've got all of the pieces of the pie. So people who want to pick up on the nuance of talk radio, get the podcast, and just go to talkradiocountdownshow.com, right?
Right.
Hearing no, yes.
That's right.
Yes, that's a see?
Yes, sir.
I'm right.
Yes, sir. Anything to say, Doug?
Yes. 10 minutes before the hour on the countdown.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 53 past the hour now. Time for the countdown to continue with a focus on the legal ease of some of the issues that are in the story column this week from Talkers Magazine. The legal editor at Talkers and also on the Countdown Show is Stephen J.J. Wiseman. I'm looking at your CV, Boston College Law School, of counsel to Margolis and Bloom. His practice is on estate planning, probate, and identity theft. In other words, you're a scammer. No, you're not a scammer.
I'm always concerned about that. I teach a course in white collar crime at Bentley University, and I'm always concerned my students will learn it the wrong way.
Yes, no. Got to have the right spin on things here. All right, speaking of that, the number one issue this week, without question, what went on in Las Vegas, who's going to get sued?
Yeah. You know, I'm not sure there are going to be any lawsuits as far as security and hotel, but it is kind of interesting. There have been lawsuits in the past regarding gun manufacturers as in regards to how they distribute their guns, and even when they're complying with the law. An interesting thing was there was a big action in New York once where Alabama was flooded with guns, more than they could actually use, because those guns were then shipped up to New York, and they say the manufacturers were aware of it. So it is certainly possible that one could argue, even without the kind of regulation that we have as far as lack of regulation for guns, that there is an inherent responsibility of the gun manufacturers to control the distribution. I don't think any such lawsuit would be successful, but anything's possible to put pressure on them.
So the movement to do those, whatever that device is that makes them fire faster, even the NRA is on to that.
Yeah. How about that? These guns, like there is actually a some weapon, or this is an attachment to a weapon that makes the semi-automatic and automatic that the NRA is in favor of. You know, in Massachusetts, we have a Congressman, Seth Moulton, who served a number of tours in Iraq. He has shot these weapons, and he actually wouldn't stand for the moment of silence in Congress because he said Congress is just all too silent. They don't do anything. He said there is no need for civilians to be able to have automatic weapons. You can believe in the Second Amendment, but we don't need that.
Yep. All right. As long as we're talking about Congress, number six this week on the story list at Talkers Magazine, the 20-week abortion ban bill. Legalese there. Where does it go? What happens? We chuckle because I'm going to guess you're chuckling because the congressman who was supporting it in the House is guilty.
Hypocrisy. Congress. Yeah. So the congressman who recently resigned after a big supporter of an anti-abortion legislator who it appears is having an affair. His girlfriend got pregnant and he wanted her to have an abortion.
Right.
Oh, well.
Don't want anybody else to have one, but right.
Yeah, but in this case, it's okay. You know, abortion is a major issue. I wish the emphasis would be more on available birth control so that abortion wasn't used for that purpose and make it a non-story. This probably is a non-story. It passed the House. It will not pass the Senate, and it won't go to the president. I think there may be some constitutional issues with it, but... you know, the debate against abortion is always very difficult because there's no middle ground. You have someone that believes it's a woman's right. You have someone else who believes it's murder. There's really no compromise there other than nobody really likes abortion. And so when possible, we should have, you know, better availability of birth control so that this doesn't become as much of an issue.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law. You can go to his website, scamaside.com, dedicated to informing the public about the dangers of scams, what goes on when something like the Las Vegas thing, somebody's going to call you, wouldn't you like to give $800 to this thing? Be careful. That's what Stephen will tell you. I'm just chuckling for a second here, looking at some of the comments online describing you as a professor at Bentley University. Hilarious.
Uh-oh.
Amazing lecturer, clear grading criteria, inspirational, respected. Here's a guy who writes amazing lectures. I have Professor Wiseman. I love him. He's such an interesting guy. Class is basically him telling stories. A few short two-page assignments, term paper, online final, very manageable. I recommend taking him. Hooray! There you go. How's your review? Pretty good, actually. Stephen J.J. Wiseman.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.